I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. With statewide numbers of COVID-19 continuing to grow rapidly, including in the Sioux City area, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is moving ahead with plans to reopen parts of the state where cases are trending downward. Starting May 1st, Friday, restaurants, retail stores, shopping malls can partially reopen in 77 counties, including some next door to recent hotspots. Reynolds says the businesses will be limited to 50% of their normal consumer capacity. In the other 22 counties, business restrictions will continue until at least May 15th. Reynolds is not limiting travel between the two groups of counties, but says if case numbers start to rise in those areas that are reopened, restrictions could go back into effect. Meanwhile, the mayors in the Sioux City metro area put out a statement urging the governors of all three tri-state areas to use caution when reopening their states.
You shut us down probably earlier than you needed to. So don't open us up at the same time as others, because now we're peaking yet. We haven't even peaked.
That's Sioux City Mayor Bob Scott. He's urging for more transparency in reporting cases of COVID-19 locally. Both Woodbury County and Dakota County are seeing a surge in new cases. Both have a total of more than 600 confirmed cases and one death. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller has sued an Orange City man for suspected price gouging. Michael Notaboom of Orange City is accused of charging excessive prices on more than 250 items on eBay, including toilet paper and sanitizing products. The lawsuit is the first price gouging petition filed during the pandemic. The Attorney General's office has received about 500 reports of price gouging, including 285 formal complaints. The lawsuit asked a judge to stop Notaboom from selling merchandise. If he is found in violation, he could face civil penalties of up to $40,000. Miller says his office warned him several times to stop his activity. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.